Okay, so to me, ECC typically stands for elliptic curve crypto systems, not for error correcting code. So I'm a cryptographer who often works with the finite field of 256 elements. So one day, a friend of a friend who have a request came to us, and this paper was born. So we are going to explain to you why we worked on this rate drivers, and why. So many people know this, but some people don't. Why the current rate code wouldn't do if you just naively extend it, and the software techniques of our code. So, like big storage rack mounts, I mean, they can take 42 or sometimes even more hard drives in 3U or 4U, and there are many of those in Taiwan. They are larger and larger drives, and the warranties on your hard drives are getting shorter and shorter. So a friend of a friend came over and asked if we could come up with some RAID coding that can handle more redundancies, scrubbing on the fly, and reuse special purpose RAID hardware. So they have things that do power series summations in Galois field of 256. They claim they have it, and they claim that other people have it. We don't know if that's true or not. can run fairly fast on normal CPUs, including x86s and ARMs, and can have some way of doing life extensions. So there's three levels to RAIDs, and there's disks, there's the data elements and your checksums, and underlying that is a finite field library. So we can't deal with the disks like the people who talked about SSDs and such. We just talked about the codes and the finite field arithmetic. So if we try to extend the current RAID 5 and RAID 6, you run into problems when you want to do 4 parities and 22 data disks. So if the errors come in the first, the 22nd, and the 11th data disks, you will not be able to recover your result. So what do I mean by extensible? For the Galois field of 256, there is one primitive element known as 0x02, or sometimes written alpha in the literature. And so basically, for RAID 5, the checksum is the XOR of all the elements, which is the sum in Galois field of 256. And the RAID 6 has an extra checksum, which is basically the sum of DI times alpha to the I in the finite field. So by choosing different checksums, and we can go up to 92 data drives, and can still manage reasonable efficiency in our read writes. So standard type of checksums, okay, so you can think of them as choosing finite field elements, alpha 1 to alpha k, and if your data is d0 to dn minus 1, that's n of them, and you just compute ci equals dz times ai to the z, and that's your checksum blocks. And we can say that this is generated by alpha 1 to alpha k. So rate 6 is generated by one alpha, where alpha satisfies alpha to the 8 plus alpha to the 4 plus alpha to the 3 plus alpha to the 2 plus 1 equals 0. So this is a particular generator of the finite field. So it was, so there is a short monograph that suggested using powers of alpha as a set of checksum generators, and he termed it Reed-Solomon-like code. And it may not be obvious, but for up to three such checksums, and this is the maximum distance separable code. The reason is that the code matrix for such a checksum, I mean, it's like this. It's a systemic code. And the point of this being an erasure-proof code is that the checksum matrix, so any square submatrix of this must be invertible. And if there's up to three rows, that work just fine. For up to four rows, something goes wrong with the 22nd data disks. So the nice thing about this kind of code is that you can scrub errors real quickly because it's a Reed-Solomon-like structure. It's not Reed-Solomon. If it's really Reed-Solomon, it would be MDS, but it's not. It just has similarities. So the details are, part of that is written in the paper, but the thing is that no matter which alpha you choose, the maximum you can get for four redundancies is 27. Like, so if you want to use one beta, beta squared, and beta cubed, the best you can do is 27 data disks. It so happens that the alpha we choose gets up to 21. And this is not particularly low. If we just pick a generator at random, I mean, this is about average. So the problem with, as I said, is that some of the submatrices are not invertible. Okay, so we can increase the capacity by doing four checksums, one of which is in the Galois field of 2 to the 16. I mean, that's 6, 5, 5, 3, 6. And so we have a particular element in the Galois field of 2 to the 16, which we call x, and we have the same alpha and the square root of alpha and x. And this is now a maximum distance separation code. If we pick, excuse me for a moment. Sorry. Something's not. Okay, so the reason that this is actually only good up to 92 is somewhat probabilistic, but you basically search over the possible generators until you find a good one, and you arrange your finite field accordingly, so that it can be done for good operations and gives you a high number of redundancies. Okay, so now we look at the finite field arithmetic library. So we have our Galois field of 256, which is defined this way. And so plus is the XOR, and the times is a binary polynomial multiplication. And this is typically done by table lookup or log tables. So there is a SIMD lookup table instruction called PSHUFB, which gives you basically 16 multiplications at the same time. And this is called PSHUFB in SSSE3, but for ARMs, there's a similar instruction in the NEO instruction set, and the newer AMD processors also have the same instruction. And this is suitable for also for doing polynomial multiplications of degree 3 polynomial by a fixed polynomial. And we can also do two of them will complete our lookup table. And so there's ways to multiply vector to scalar in the finite field. And we optimize this for a variety of CPUs and controllers. And we are also now writing kernel drivers for Intel chipsets that has a special lookup, like reading, writing, streaming operations. So the reason that we use the square root of alpha is because when we are computing like the checksum with respect to the square root of alpha, we can actually use the existing special hardware better because it splits into two different power series in alpha. Now, if you use alpha squared, then some of your special hardware might go idle. So in software, you can multiply by alpha to the squared and alpha to the cubed reasonably quickly and faster than naive bit operations. And finally, in Garrard field of 2 to the 16, with a Karatsuba multiplication, you can save like one lookup, and that's quite a bit of a savings. So there's a lot of cryptography that uses the Garrard field of 256, and basically we can transport a lot of that here. So this particular X is chosen, and this actually gives a fairly fast operation. So as you can see, we can use three operations, three multiplications in a smaller field, which I think most people here probably know. And to multiply by X, and for all this, we have reasonably fast routines, and we are incorporating them into the Linux kernel. So here are some numbers. These are the throughputs, and for an SSSE3 enabled CPUs, we can get faster coding than the current Linux kernel, which used to use only SSE2. And we also have various numbers for four redundancies, and they include like on the fly adding of redundant disks, on the fly scrubbing and such. And all this should at some point become open source and available to the general public. And so as you can see, having three different, having one extra redundancy, two extra redundancies, we are not losing a whole lot of speed. I mean, it's more than a factor of two slower, which is sad, but it's still tolerable by according to our disk and our RAID manufacturer friends. So that's basically the gist of my talk. It's an implementation and report of sorts. Like, I'm really not in this field. It's been a very interesting day. And my graduate student couldn't get a visa into the US, which is why I'm here. And this morning, I couldn't read his slides with Microsoft PowerPoint on the Mac, and reading his slides, which were written in Microsoft PowerPoint on Windows. So these slides could have been better. My apologies, but any questions? No.